Our scripture reading this morning comes from Proverbs chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. My son, if you receive my words and treasure up my commandments with you, making your ear attentive to wisdom and inclining your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for insight and raise your voice for understanding, if you seek it like silver and search for it as for hidden treasures, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright, and he is a shield to those who walk in integrity. Guarding the paths of justice and preserving the ways of his saints, then you will understand the righteousness and justice and equity, every good path. For wisdom will come into your heart, and knowledge will be a pleasant to your soul. Discretion will watch over you, understanding will guide you.
I won't make this long at all, but I think a proper introduction to Dr. Newman is in order. He has changed the course of Jarvis Christian College. He's a wonderful man that when we went down to visit, and me, Johnny Cunningham, and Glenn Hudspeth went down, very gracious host. He and Dr. Smilek showed us the campus, introduced us to people. They even fed us, and we were ready to go back. It was a wonderful experience. But I don't think that you're going to find a better choir or a better speaker than the one that we're about to have. And I am so excited to have Dr. Newman and the Jarvis Choir here. Dr. Newman.
Let us pray. Eternal One, whose thoughts and ways are not ours, you alone are God, awesome, holy, and most high. School us in the ways of faith and wisdom, that we, like Job, may learn to truly see and hear, and who in humility find blessing. Amen. Good morning. Give an honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Pastor Bias, to the First Lady of this great church in our absence. I understand that she's in Waco this morning. To the officers, members, and friends of Central Christian Church, I am truly and deeply honored to have been given the opportunity to speak with you today. And I bring you greetings this morning on behalf of the Board of Trustees, administrators, faculty, staff, alumni, and students of Jarvis Christian College. And I thank you for not only inviting me to be here with you this morning, but also our wonderful students. They are a great group of young folks, and I thank them for what they do for Jarvis and representing us. So thank you very much. I also would like to acknowledge my wife, the First Lady of Jarvis Christian College, Mrs. Gloria Newman, who is in the audience. And there are some members of my executive staff who are here, and I do appreciate them, Dr. Smilek, Ms. Young, and Ms. Stansu, and her granddaughter are here with us this morning. Thank you. Will you stand and be recognized? Thank you so much. Now, I promise you that I won't hold you long this morning. We have truly enjoyed the worship so far this morning, and in review of the program, and we just heard the scripture reading of Proverbs, the second chapter, verses 2 through 11, and I won't go through that again. But however, in the scripture, you can visualize the moral benefits of wisdom. Proverb was penned mostly by the wisest man in the Bible, Solomon. And some of you are familiar with the story of Solomon, the son of David. But allow me to share with you a few snapshots from the life of Solomon. David ordained that his son Solomon become the next king. He then gave Solomon the plans for the temple and said in 1 Chronicles, the 28th chapter, 9 through 11 verses, "As for you, my son Solomon, know the God of your father and serve him with a loyal heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches all hearts and understands all the intent of the thoughts. And if you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will cast you off forever. Consider now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. Now, soon after this, the Lord appeared to Solomon and offered him anything he wished for, as stated in 1 Kings, the 3rd chapter, verses 5 through 14. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask, what shall I give you?" And Solomon said, "You have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father, because he walked before you in truth and in righteousness and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you've given him a son to sit on his throne, that as it is this day, now, Lord, my God, you have made your servant king instead of my father David, but I'm a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in, and your servant is in the midst of your people whom you have chosen, a great people, too numerous to be numbered or counted. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, and that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge this great people of yours?" Wow, what a wonderful, wise person, young person Solomon was. And I ask you today, how many of you at that age would not ask for riches for yourselves, or ask for great blessings for you, or ask the Lord for personal gifts? But Solomon didn't. Solomon asked for wisdom and understanding. Wisdom and understanding. The request of Solomon pleased the Lord. And then God said to him, "Because you have asked these things and have not asked for long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice, behold, I have done according to your words. See, I've given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before you, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall not be anyone like you among the kings of all your days. So if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments, as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days." And as we all know, that Solomon went on to be one of the most magnificent kings of Israel. He built a marvelous temple, and God favored him. Now, as president of Jarvis Christian College, I encounter young people who have been given the golden opportunity to earn an education. Often I see them, not too unlike Solomon, at the moment in their lives when the sky is the limit, and they can reach whatever height they want to. But some of them do not have the wisdom of Solomon to understand exactly what their next step should be. That is why the administration, faculty, and staff at Jarvis Christian College are where we are. We're there to help young people find that wisdom and that understanding. Sometimes they often have come from environments that have left them hungry for more, but they don't always know what more they need to pursue. But at Jarvis Christian College, our goal is to take young men and young women who are on the margins of society and put them in a Solomon position. A Solomon position to exercise wisdom by making good choices about their lives. A Solomon position about seeking more understanding as it relates to interacting in society in a way that would benefit them and not derail them. A Solomon position that would put them on the path to build their own intellectual, social, and political wealth that would benefit not only them, but society as a whole. A part of what we do at Jarvis, and we're proud of what we do, is to help our young people accomplish what verses 9 and 10 say. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair, every good path. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. See, we strive to help our young people understand that learning is a lifelong pursuit. It doesn't end when you get your degree. And that knowledge is power. And it is the kind of power that no one can take away from you. They cannot take power, knowledge from you. The interesting thing about Solomon was that he was clear about who he was. He was clear about his legacy and what he was positioned to be, do, and become. And as we touch the lives of young people, the young men and women who come to Jarvis Christian College, it is our responsibility to help our students to become clear about their legacy and who they are positioned to be, do, and become. You see, I know here at this church you minister to the hearts and souls of people. Well, for us at Jarvis Christian College, we do a ministry as well. We seek to reach the head, the heart, and the hand. We seek to reach the head to impart wisdom. We seek to reach the heart to impart understanding. And we seek to prepare their hands to do good works that are set before them to do. Solomon asked for wisdom, and God gave it to him. God says, "Ask, and it shall be given." We, like Solomon, seek wisdom and understanding in our daily lives and in our attempts to be of service to others. At Jarvis, we're in the business of saving students. Likewise, here at Central Christian Church, you're in the business of saving souls. We're both on a mission that leads to a holistic experience for young leaders, preachers, educators, scientists, and the like. For the future rests in their hands, and we have an awesome responsibility to ensure that they live up to their great future. We must form a partnership to ensure this holistic experience, making them better both academically and spiritually. This is our charge at Jarvis Christian College, and I know here at this church you have your charge. So let's forge together for a common cause for educating those who will be charged with ensuring that their grandchildren, great-grandchildren, will have the opportunity to pursue a well-balanced, well-rounded profession in life that is spiritually grounded and grounded in the Christian way of life. I close today by inviting you to Jarvis Christian College. Now, we are a little small institution with a very big heart on Highway 80 in Hawkins, Texas. And we do have good food in the cafeteria, and we will feed you, so please come. But I want you to know that Jarvis Christian College is a growing institution. We have been truly, truly blessed by God. We've had our trials, and we've gone through the fire, but God has brought us through. We were faced with accreditation issues, and we just had a visit about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and the team left with no recommendations. That doesn't happen often. So God has blessed us. We are truly a growing institution. Our enrollment has grown for the past 3 years, and this past year our enrollment grew over 20%. So God is good. God is good. And I want you to know that we have a diverse institution. More than 20% of our students are non-African American, and that is a growing population. We want to partner with you here. Just call us at any time and we will be here. And we want you to come visit us, and let's work together to make this world a better place. Thank you very much.
Again, want to thank Jarvis for being here. It was Dr. Newman told me he's not a preacher, and I think he missed his calling. He is. That was an excellent message, and we thank you so much for being here and blessing our service with your presence.